Rather than modifying a single data block, like the one containing information on employee 7369, imagine updating all the employees. In this case, everyone gets a 10% raise. In this scenario, many blocks must be fetched from the data files and stored in the buffer cache. A block is modified many times, since a change is made for each employee record in the block. The change in information for the newly modified blocks is also written to the redo log buffer. Eventually, there's no more room in the redo log buffer and/or the database buffer cache, so data is written back to the data files and redo log files to make room for new blocks. This data has not been committed, so the changes are not yet permanent and may need to be rolled back. However, processing is optimistic, since much of the data is written to the data files and log files before a commit point is reached.